you know, to have a well drill. And it was real well there. Had to go 137 feet deep to get it, but it was good.
But I guess if you got a good spring, it'd be better than having a well.
Yeah, I like a spring the best, a whole lot.
The water?
Our well water was as good as any water I ever tasted in life.
Uh-huh.
And you could put it out of the pump, you could pump it in a glass in a minute, it'd be just fogged around it. It was so cold. Now, that was the best water there was in this country.
Boy. I don't know if I asked you, but in the house that you were born in, did you ever cook in the fireplace?
No, I never did. No, we didn't have to then. We had what they called a step stove. And it was just come up about this high and get the door in that end open for you to put the wood in. And it was a damper down here. And we call that the hearth, this little thing, I guess it's to put her bread down on, you know, when it's hot or something. Then you come up here and went back, just say that. Then you come up this much, about this much higher and made a back place back there. And they cooked awful good.
Well, what do you call the front of an old-fashioned stove?
The front of it?
Mm-hmm.
Old-fashioned stove. Well, an oven, I guess, is all I'd know.
Or I guess the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace. That's what you said you called
the hearth.
I see. And what do you call the, I think they're metal and they hold the logs, you know.
The what?
They're metal and they hold logs. Fireplace.
That's doggones.
you call the, I guess it's a piece of wood that is over the fireplace and...
You mean up here?
Yeah, you put things on it.
A mantle.
Okay.
And now the fireplace, you always put a big, we call it a backlog, in the back of it.
And what did that do?
Hit through the heat out in the front, you see. Then you put your small wood in front of that backlog.
Mm-hmm.
And it took you a right smart bit to burn up. You just put it in there solid and just to barely go in there. And then you put your wood that you wanted to burn in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that back stick, it kept it from drawing so hard, you see.
Now, what's the back stick? Oh, that's
backlog. We called it a back stick and a backlog.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the part of a fireplace? I guess it's below the mantle, but it's at the top of the fireplace. It's usually one big brick or one big piece of rock that holds it all together that's built over.
I don't know what you call that. They've one right out here. It's made out of brick, but I don't know what you call it.
Let's see. What would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire with?
Kindling.
And if it's unusually, say, fat or sticky, if it's new, is there a different word you'd use for it? If it's kind of, it's still got sap in it.
Well, we call that green wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's dry, we call it dry wood.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference in, say, the word or the kindling and light wood?
Well, the kindling's always split up fine, you know.
And how about light wood? Is it?
Well, just about everyone. You have to have in the fireplace now, if that's what you're talking about. You just get as big as you can handle it, might not, but it's smaller than the back stick, you see. And you lay it on there, two or three sticks, and it'll burn all day long.
But your light wood is maybe just stuff that.
You put it up
in
a
regular size logs that are smaller than the back log.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the black stuff that forms in it?
Soot.
Let's see, if someone asks you what color the stuff in the bottom of the fireplace was, you'd say it was what?
Ashes.
And if they wanted to ask you what color, you'd say they are? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say gray's all I've noticed.
Okay, but if they were lighter than gray, they would